Many of our people do not realize how firmly the foundation of our faith has been laid. My husband, Elder Joseph Bates, Father Pierce, Elder Edson, and others who were keen, noble, and true, were among those who, after the passing of the time in 1844, searched for the truth as for hidden treasure. I met with them, and we studied and prayed earnestly. Often we remained together until late at night, and sometimes through the entire night, praying for light and studying the Word. Again and again these brethren came together to study the Bible, in order that they might know its meaning, and be prepared to teach it with power. When they came to the point in their study where they said, "We can do nothing more," the Spirit of the Lord would come upon me. I would be taken off in vision, and a clear explanation of the passages we had been studying would be given me, with instruction as to how we were to labor and teach effectively. Thus light was given that helped us to understand the Scriptures in regard to Christ, His mission, and His priesthood. A line of truth extending from that time to the time when we shall enter the city of God was made plain to me, and I gave to others the instruction the Lord had given me. During this whole time, I could not understand the reasoning of the brethren. My mind was locked, as it were, and I could not comprehend the meaning of the Scriptures we were studying. This was one of the greatest sorrows of my life. I was in this condition of mind until all the principal points of our faith were made clear to our minds in harmony with the Word of God. The brethren knew that when not in vision, I could not understand these matters, and they accepted as light, direct from heaven, the revelations given. For 2 or 3 years, my mind continued to be locked to an understanding of the Scriptures. In the course of our labors, my husband and I visited Father Andrews, who was suffering intensely with inflammatory rheumatism. We prayed for him. I laid my hands on his head and said, "Father Andrews, the Lord maketh thee whole." He was healed instantly. He got up and walked about the room, praising God and saying, "I never saw it on this wise before. Angels of God are in this room." The glory of the Lord was revealed. Light seemed to shine all through the house, and an angel's hand was laid upon my head. From that time to this, I have been able to understand the Word of God. What influence is it that would lead men at this stage of our history to work in an underhanded, powerful way, to tear down the foundation of our faith, the foundation that was laid at the beginning of our work by prayerful study of the Word and by revelation? Upon this foundation we have been building for the last 50 years. Do you wonder that when I see the beginning of a work that would remove some of the pillars of our faith, I have something to say? I must obey the command, meet it. I have the tenderest feelings towards Dr. Kellogg. For many years I have tried to hold fast to him. God's word to me has always been, "You can help him." Sometimes I am awakened in the night, and rising I walk the room praying, "Oh Lord, hold Dr. Kellogg fast, don't let him go. Keep him steadfast. Anoint his eyes with the heavenly eye salve, that he may see all things clearly." Night after night I have lain awake, studying how I could help him. Earnestly and often I have prayed that the Lord may not permit him to turn away from sanctifying truth. This is the burden that weighs me down, the desire that he shall be kept from making mistakes that would hurt his soul and injure the cause of present truth. But for some time his actions have revealed that a strange spirit is controlling him. The Lord will take this matter in his own hands. I must bear the messages of warning that God gives me to bear, and then leave with the Lord the results. I must now present the matter in all its bearings, for the people of God must not be despoiled. We are God's commandment-keeping people. For the past 50 years, every phase of heresy has been brought to bear upon us, to becloud our minds regarding the teachings of the Word, especially concerning the ministration of Christ in the heavenly sanctuary. And the message of heaven for these last days, as given by the angels of the 14th chapter of Revelation, messages of every order and kind have been urged upon Seventh-day Adventists to take the place of the truth which point by point has been sought out by prayerful study and testified to by the miracle-working power of the Lord. But the waymarks which have made us what we are to be preserved, and they will be preserved as God has signified through His Word and the testimony of His Spirit. He calls upon us to hold firmly, with the grip of faith, to the fundamental principles that are based upon unquestionable authority.